the Klatz Doniri. So the Klatz Doniri tells Rav Chanina ben Tradian, Rebbe, do you want me to expedite your death? I have inside access. Do you want me to work? He said, yes. Promise me a chelik in the world to come. He shavalai yatzis abasko that the Klatz Doniri is going to have a chelik in Olam Haber. Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva. It's in Igris Moshe. Yerudeya Chelik Beis, it's Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet. So Moshe over there is discussing end of life situations from a medical standpoint where a person is lying on his deathbed, he's a geisis. The context of the medical situation is where doctors do not believe that this person will ever, al pi derech hateva, be healed. So we're dealing with somebody who's critically ill, critical to the point that there's no hope that he will ever make a full recovery. He can prolong his life, but to make a full recovery, he can't. From a halachic standpoint, it's what we call, what's at stake is chayesha. Meaning at this point, it's just a question of prolonging his life. But in terms of having a refuah, there's no possibility that this person is going to have a refuah. The question now is, what can you do or what can you not do from a halachic standpoint to either prolong the person's life or, to the contrary, to expedite his death? So this is obviously way above our pay grade, simply from a halachic standpoint. So if anybody finds himself in this kind of situation, I actually, unfortunately, had to call a rav last Friday to deal with something like this with my grandfather. But the point is, if a person finds himself in this kind of situation, so you have to ask your local rabbi. But Rav Moshe, in his Tshuvas, in Igros Moshe, his position was that if a person finds himself in this kind of situation, to do something be a dying, to go pull the plug, so to speak, of course you're not allowed to do. And it doesn't matter how much yisurin the chayla is in, it doesn't matter how much time the doctors are giving him to live, it's irrelevant. You're not allowed to do a maisa biyodayim to expedite a person's death. Rav Moshe says if somebody does that, he's over one of the Ten Commandments. It's loy sirtzach 101. Chayesha is considered chayim from a ritzicha standpoint. So to go do something biyodayim to expedite a person's life is something that you're not allowed to do. Where the shayla gets interesting is, what if the doctors say that this person, if we don't touch him, I mean, if we don't get involved, is going to die. But at the same time, we can resuscitate him. You know, there are things that we can do to make sure that we prolong his life. Should you do that or should you not? Can you sign a DNR, a do not resuscitate, or can you not sign a DNR? And Rav Moshe held that if all you're dealing with is chayesha, and you know the person is b'yisurim, and he never told you explicitly before he got sick that he wants you to do everything you could possibly do to prolong his death, then you're not supposed to prolong his life. You're not supposed to prolong it. There's no reason. Just to make him suffer. He even says, l'shoynos, again, above my pay grade, but he even says l'shoynos of usher, that you're not allowed to do it, it could be. Certainly you're not obligated to do it. So the point is, b'kumvase, to do something proactively to cause the person to die sooner, that's something you absolutely can't do. That's a non-starter. The question is, b'shev al taisa. So the doctors want to know, if something happens, if he starts coding, should we try to resuscitate him? Should we try to bring him back to life? Or should we not try to bring him back to life? So Rav Moshe held, if this person's anyways not going to have a refuah, all you're dealing with is a chayesha, he's suffering horribly, so at this point, sign the DNR. There's no reason that you have to go do something to bring him back. Freit Rav Moshe, so this is a tshuva where he's dealing literally with dinei nefashas. I mean, this is from the most chomer tshuvas in Igros Moshe. So it says, Rav Moshe, I have one problem with this. You know what my problem is? Avodah Zarah daf yud ches amud aleph. Talk about seeing kol ha'torah kula. He says, I don't understand. Rav Chanina ben Tradyon is being burnt to death, and he's suffering terribly. And the Klatz Doniri asks, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, should I do something to expedite your death? Should I pull the plug? And what Rav Chanina ben Tradyon say? Yes. He said, promise me that if I do that, I'm going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. He swore, and the Baskel said he's going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. What did Rav Chanina ben Tradyon do? He told the Klatz Doniri to pull the plug. How can you tell him to pull the plug? B'shev al taisa, sign a DNR. If that would have been the Klatz, should I sign the do not? Yeah, okay. I get that. But to go pull the plug, that's what he told him to do. How are you allowed to do that? Azayfreik Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, I think you have to say one of two terutzim. Either you have to say that being that the Klatz Doniri was a ben noyach, and even though It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, shvichas damin, but chaye shah maybe is viewed differently from the ben noyach's perspective and from the yid's perspective. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan didn't have an issue with pulling the plug from a hashkafik. That wasn't, his problem is it was loisertzach. But to tell the ben noyach to do it, it's not loisertzach. Because for the ben noyach, it's not ritzicha. So for the ben noyach, it's not ritzicha. Maybe that's why it wasn't an issue. Then Rabbi Moshe says, maybe alternatively you could say that this was a little bit different because Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan wasn't being killed b'dei shamayim, he was being killed b'dei adam. Person was savagely murdering him. As a result, he says, maybe there the halacha is different, but Rav Moshe struggles a little bit with this Gemara right here, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Again, you see the ga'onus of Rav Moshe pulling out Haggadah the Gemara, when we're dealing with sugyas that are oimdim berumay shalaylam,